RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you wake up tired? Do you run out of energy like 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Maybe even now, 2:30? You know, it's funny. I remember last year there was a Snickers bar commercial that came on and said, if you get that rundown feeling at 3 o'clock, go for a Snickers bar. This year I saw the commercial, and this year they were saying go for the Snicker bar at 2:30. Two things came to mind. Number one, they truly understand the condition called hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. And unfortunately, their approach is the American approach. Load up on sugar, and that will boost your energy levels. Yes, it will. It will also stimulate a heavy-duty crash. And what I mean by a crash is, and maybe you know somebody who's, you've gone out to lunch with them. Well, let me back up. I used to have an attorney that worked for me who moved down from Pennsylvania, and he didn't pass the Texas bar yet. And so every day Frank would come back from lunch, and he had his own little office, and the door would close so that he could do telemarketing. Well, I had to call him one day and say, Frank, I can hear you snoring out here. And what happened to Frank and what happens to a lot of people is that because you do so much sugar, you jack yourself up, and then there's an insulin release to try to bring the sugar down, and it's too much and you crash. Well, if you are tired, you know, one of my favorite nutrients to dealing with that is pantothenic acid. But there is another one that works just as well. And not only does it help with exhaustion, but if you're losing hair, you're afraid of going bald, then you're going to want to take a look at biotin and folic acid. Biotin is a specific, and this B vitamin is necessary for the manufacturing of fats within the body and proteins and breaking down proteins into waste product, urea. Because as you know, proteins are formed by amino acids. Well, those amino acids can be utilized in other transactions. And in reality, almost everything you eat is broken down into either building material, fuel, or waste in the body. So biotin helps the body break down protein, and what cannot be utilized, the toxic aspect of it, the urea, urine, that is what gets left over. Another wonderful thing about biotin is that it helps to convert the amino acids from the protein into sugar. Like I said, everything requires sugar. Now, you take a look at folic acid. Folic acid works in conjunction with biotin, and that's necessary for growth and cell division, red blood cells, which we mentioned in an earlier segment. It also helps with reproductive, with the sex hormones. And it's necessary for your liver as well as your endocrine system. All of your glands benefit from folic acid as well. In fact, it even has, and I have this in quotations, I think, in one of my books, that it's part of the front line of the body's defense system. So looking at these two particular nutrients from a symbolic point of view, biotin symbolically represents liberation through a cleansing thing. And what I mean by that is that your body is in a constant state of detoxifying and cleansing. Detoxification is a biochemical transaction. It takes iron, manganese, molybdenum, and zinc. Cleansing is a muscular transaction. You perspirate, you respirate, you urinate, you defecate. Those are all muscular controlled, and those are all designed to get toxins out of your system. The symbology of it is getting rid of useless thoughts. You know, when somebody's complicated, the first thing I always say to them is, let go of the past. You're holding on too tightly. And when you hold on from a constipated point of view, when you hold on to fecal matter, well, the reason you become constipated is because the body is withdrawing all that liquid from that matter. And that liquid is also loaded with poisons. So the longer fecal matter sits in the colon, the more intoxicated you become. And what's really amazing is that some people think going to the bathroom once every 2-3 days is normal. Hello, it's not. You should be going at least once a day, if not 2 or 3 times a day. It's our training that makes us go once a day or once every 2 days, once every 3 days, and think that that's normal. It's time to wake up and change things. Okay? Folic acid is a fortifier. And when you look at the way it works and tells and helps of, what do we say, working with B12 to make new blood cells, and B12 being a working faith, and now you're fortifying your working faith, meaning you're getting stronger. And this is why when B12 folic acid are together, they eliminate anemia, which is a weakness. Because what is anemia? Lack of oxygen, a lack of spirit, a lack of faith to get things done. Okay? So we also see the actions of folic acid as a fortifier and the nourishing effect it has on the immune system. And your immune system is your first line of defense. And later on, in another segment, I will tell you all about the wonders and beauties of vitamin A, which happens to be my favorite nutrient above all nutrients. When it comes to, you know, losing hair and going bald, one of the things that biotin helps with is nurturing the hair follicles and helping them to grow. Folic acid does somewhat similar by its growth and facilitating cell division. This means that you're going to make more cells. This means everything will grow faster, better. But here's the deal. Because these are B vitamins, they can become water dispersible. You can wash them out of your body. Stress will compromise them as well. So take a look at what you're consuming as a daily supplement. I am not a fan of the food-bound, food-grown, food-enhanced, food-whatever supplements, nor do I believe that you're going to get any kind of true support and benefit from low-potency vitamins. You'll get something, without a doubt. You will get something. But if your system requires, as an example, 500 micrograms of folic acid to fix anemia, and your supplement only offers you 100 or less, guess what? You're not going to resolve the problem. Your body is self-correcting. Your body seeks homeostasis, balance, and harmony. And the way to help your body facilitate that is to give it what it needs in meaningful amounts. This is one of the reasons I do recommend an organic diet as much as humanly possible, your fruits, your veggies, your grains. But when it comes to supplementation, high potency. And will they call it USP material or isolates? Absolutely. So what? It will fix you. That's the key. That's the goal, to bring yourself back to balance and harmony. So when you look at everything in life, you see it from a balanced perspective. You're not imbalanced in any one way, shape, or form. The goal here, vitality, seeing life clearly, interacting with it from a position of strength. Enjoy it. Stay well while doing it.